Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. This is the show where I speak to fellow actors about their journey, and they, of course, share some entertaining audition stories just for you. We have a great guest today, but before we get to that, I wasn't going to release an episode today because I was like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. And then I was like, it's only Thanksgiving in America, and like not everybody even here celebrates it, so why not release it? The rest of the world isn't stuffing their faces with turkey. I'm not either. I don't eat turkey. But, you know, why not release one today? Who cares? It's the internet. Anything flies, right? Anywho, if you do celebrate, I hope you have a great week with your family. You know, good luck at the dinner table. That's all I gotta say. also, before we get into this, I would like to announce that I am doing my third annual Joy of Giving donation drive this year. Obviously, it would be the fourth annual had there not been a pandemic raging. I mean, there still is a pandemic going on. FYI, everyone, please wear your mask. But we did not do it last year, is what I'm trying to get at. So it's back this year, and it is going to be December 5th. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Colony Theater in Burbank, California. We are collecting goods for the Downtown Women's Center and Ventura County Animal Services. I love doing this donation drive every year and collecting goods and just helping our community. So if you live in Los Angeles and you have things to donate, please come on by. I put the list of items that both charities are accepting on my Instagram, so please check that out before you come. There are some very specific things that they are looking for, especially the Downtown Women's Center. You know, you have to make sure that the clothes are laundered 2 weeks before donating them, because most of the women just put on the clothes right when they are received, so the organization doesn't have time to launder everything that comes their way. So please check that out if you're going to come and donate. And if you are not in California, but you want to donate, there are so many amazing charities out there. See who is local to you, how you can help your community, and give back. And that brings me to the big show. Today, we have Danielle Lawson. She stars in the brand new film King Richard with Will Smith as Isha Price. And we have such a lovely talk. I'm so excited to watch this movie. When I interviewed Danielle, the movie had not come out yet. It is now out, and I'm going to get my butt to the theater probably after I record this because I am dying to see this movie. And it just looks so good. And Danielle was such a joy to speak with, So I'm very excited to see her shine and to see everything that she accomplishes. So here's my conversation with Danielle Lawson. And welcome to the show, Miss Danielle Lawson.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I'm so excited to talk to you today. You are such a bright little star that your career is just like taking off.
Thank you.
I'm so stoked to have you here. I mean, obviously, I want to go through everything that you've done so far, but I mean, I think we should start this episode with, you know, the big thing, which is King Richard.
Yeah.
Your new film where you play the sister of Venus and Serena Williams. Tell me everything.
Okay. Well, first, thank you again. And King Richard is the story of the Williams family. And it just goes through the childhood life of Venus and Serena and their sisters, Isha, Len, and Tundi. And it really shows their father's belief in them and how he pushed them to be great. And with the support of their family, they achieved greatness. And so I had such a pleasure playing Isha Price. The real Miss Isha is so wonderful. She's super sweet. She's so kind. And it was just such an amazing time and experience working on set.
That's so cool. So you guys got to actually meet with the people that you were portraying?
Yes. Miss Lynn was also on set with us, her and Miss Isha, and they were there to give us advice and tell us about what life was like when they were young. And we met Venus and Serena, and that was super, super exciting. They surprised us all on set, and I was just so overwhelmed with emotions. Yes.
I mean, yeah, they are literal living legends.
Yes.
How cool. And how is it to work with Will Smith? I mean, one of the greatest talents of his generation, and you get to kind of grow up seeing that in person. How was that for you?
Working with Mr. Will was super surreal. I mean, I watch him on Fresh Prince, Men in Black. All of his movies are just outstanding, and he's such a phenomenal actor. But he's truly an amazing human being. He's so sweet, and every day we were on set, he was joking around and singing, but also he instilled in me a great work ethic. He taught us to be on time, to tell important stories that matter to us, not just to do it for the money, but do it so that it will impact generations to come. And so, Mr. Will, I love you, and you're the best.
I love that so much. I mean, It definitely proves the point, though. I mean, when I watched the trailer the first time, I had chills everywhere because it's just one of those stories that is so inspirational. Yeah. And to see it come to life like that with such talent on screen, I mean, what a blessing to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it's truly a blessing.
That's so cool. Tell me a little bit about the audition process for that film. How long did it take? Was it multiple callbacks? Did you have mixers? What was it like?
It was a really long process. So I originally auditioned for Venus. And so towards the end of the year, I got called in to audition for Lindrea and Isha. I did them on the same day. Then I later got called back for Lynn, and I was pinned for Lynn. And then the sisters themselves were like, "We think Danielle would be good for Isha." So then I came back, I read for Isha, and then I went through the whole chemistry read, the table read at Warner Brothers, and then I finally booked the role. So it was a pretty long process, and my roles kind of got switched along the way, but I think Miss Isha was the perfect fit for me.
That's so funny. So the sisters kind of had a say on who you were going to play. I mean, that makes it even a little bit more special that they were like, no, she's Isha.
I was like, they know my name. Oh, my God. It just felt so special and personal. Yeah.
That's so cool. And I cannot wait to see that. I mean, this episode will be out by the time the movie comes out. So is there any behind the scenes stuff you'd like to share?
I just like to say you can see a lot of the behind the scenes on YouTube already. And it just showed when we met Venus and Serena, how we were all freaking out. We were all running around. We met Olympia, which was Serena's daughter, and we were singing Baby Shark with her. It's a lot of just excitement, and it was so fun.
That's amazing. Okay, so now that we've talked King Richard, let's go back. Let's go to the start of your career. You started when you were very, very young.
Yes.
Were you then one of those children, one of those babies who popped out singing and dancing and acting and saying, Mama, please let me perform?
Actually, I've been a performer all of my life, singing and dancing. And I have photos of me with my little microphone. I always had like drums or instruments and stuff like that. I always really loved music. And I started commercials, but then I also did a lot of theater growing up. So I was Dorothy in The Wiz. I was Zazu in Lion King. And I really enjoyed spending every summer at this performing arts summer camp called Impact, where I was able to learn the art of acting, singing, and dancing. And I went to that camp for like 5 years straight. So it was super exciting. And I've always been a performer, yes.
I feel like most people who are successful in what they do as entertainers, we come out of the womb wanting to entertain. It's just like in the blood.
Yeah.
You're ready to go at all times. Tell me a little bit about your theater experience, because I think that when you grow up doing theater, it really does instill in you how important every single moment is when you're acting, how important it is to be on time, to know every single word. So what was that process for you growing up in theater? Mm-hmm. How did that help you translate into television and film?
Oh, it really helped me with learning my lines. When I first got cast as Dorothy in The Wiz, I was about 8 or 9, I believe, and I had a long script, and I mean paragraphs and paragraphs. I carried the whole show pretty much. And so I got home and I learned all of those lines within a few days, maybe even a week, because I was just so excited about it, and it was what I loved to do. So I feel like learning lines has really been easy for me. Sometimes it's not, it depends on the day, but that really helped me. Also, just having a bubbly personality and being outgoing and being comfortable. Theater really made me comfortable in my auditions, and I felt like I was able to just go into the room and kill it because I was comfortable and confident in myself. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And if you flubbed in front of like 100 people on stage, who cares if you flub in front of one casting director? You're like, I've done it. Easy.
Right.
So yeah. What was like the first TV guest star, co-star that you did that you were like, oh, this is happening. Like, this is where the ball is going to get rolling. What was that first moment for you?
Well, that was when I was 9, I believe, and I booked CSI Cyber. I was super, super excited. I just had one audition, and then I booked it, and that was really surreal for me. I remember getting to set, and Bow Wow was there, James Vanderbeek, Patricia Arquette was on the show, and I had a scene where I was on the train, and the train was going to be bombed or shut down, and so James Vanderbeek and Bow Wow helped to save me and get me to my mom. And I was like, wow, they're really acting. I had these fake eye drops for tears. And I'm like, now I can cry. I can do that. But back then, I was just super excited. And I was like, wow, I have a room. I have these amazing wardrobe people. It was just really a good experience for me. And I think that was the first time I was like, whoa, this is cool. I want to do this.
It's interesting because I was a child actor, and when you grow up on set, I feel like there's this like innate feeling of magic that just kind of gets instilled in you where you're like, oh, everything's so beautiful and magical, and you don't really know, you know, the grimy parts, the nuts and bolts. You haven't seen that yet. You're just like, oh my gosh, this is all so amazing. But I also think that's what like helps adult actors later on in life, if they were child actors, I feel like that's what kind of helps you keep the magic alive, is that you've experienced it your whole life and you've had that moment of just pure magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do CSI. And then what after that? What shows do you get on after that?
After I did CSI, I started doing Nickelodeon. So I was on Nicky Ricky Dicky and Don, Game Shakers, and I was super, super, such a big Disney and Nickelodeon fan, and I was just so excited to be on those shows, just to have a co-star role. And from then, I did Young Sheldon. That was such an amazing experience, meeting Ian and the whole cast, and I had an accent.
Which ooh, was really what kind of accent?
It was a Southern accent. I'd say, okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And then from there, I did Good Trouble, which was a super, super fun show and a really meaningful and impactful show as well. And I've been auditioning and just King Richard.
King Richard, baby.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, though. So you've really done a multitude of different genres and, you know, Nickelodeon acting is very different than Young Sheldon acting, and that's very different from Mixed-ish or Good Trouble acting.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about your training journey. How have you prepared for all these different types of shows?
Well, I have gone to Groundlings, their acting program, Lisa Picotte, but I mainly work with my acting coach. Her name is Sonia Leslie. She's an actress herself. She's been acting for years and is my best friend's mom, too. So that's just amazing. So whenever I have scripts, she really just breaks them down with me and she gives me tips and tools. And I really feel like I book with her help. So she is my acting coach. Yeah.
That's really important too for an actor to find that person that can help you create the character, the role, the person that you need to become. And it's really special when you find someone that you can connect with. And it's nice that she's basically like family.
Yeah, she is family. We go to church together, me and her daughter, who's also an actress, Sydney Michaela. She's on General Hospital. We have sleepovers all the time. And yeah.
Sydney was on the show like, I don't know, 5 months ago?
Yeah. Yep. That's my friend.
That's amazing. So let's talk auditions, because on this show we like to share audition stories. What are some good audition stories that you have that you'd like to share with the listeners?
There's one that I was really, really bummed about. So I auditioned for this project. It was with Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps, and I fell in love with the character. I got a call back. I did the chemistry read. I got to meet Wanda, and then I didn't get it, and I was bummed. I cried. But then King Richard came about again, and so if I wasn't available, I would not have booked King Richard, and I wouldn't be here today. So it's a good
story. There you go.
Yes.
It's all about timing.
Yes. And then I have many auditions where I've completely forgotten the lines, and I asked to do it again. There's all sorts of things. I went in one audition, and they didn't even have a camera to record me. Crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're so young in your career. What is it that you see yourself doing down the line? Do you want to continue acting into your adulthood? Do you want to take some time off to do school? Are you going to try to do both at the same time?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm a senior in high school, and so college is right around the corner.
There.
So I'm super excited. I want to go into college and work at the same time. I know it may be tricky, but I will try to juggle it. And if a project comes my way, I'm going to take that project. I hope to be doing TV shows, hope to star in my own shows, movies. I love working on films. And that's the one thing I learned about King Richard. Like, I love being on a set every day, and the process of making a movie and the journey it's so exciting. And later in life, I hope to direct and produce and create content. So,
What are some of the like genres that you see yourself in the future getting into on behind the scenes in the directing and producing and writing areas.
Yeah, I really love action and drama. Ooh. I think drama is my favorite genre. I like comedy, but I get tired of it sometimes. I really like a dramatic, serious piece that leaves you, like the show 9-1-1, that always leaves you on a cliffhanger.
So fun.
They have amazing writers. I saw one episode and I was like, I did not expect for it to turn that way. That's what I want to do and produce. Yeah.
I totally get that. My family is big fans of disaster films and disaster TV series. So 9-1-1 is like the number one show in my family's
life. Yes. Grey's Anatomy. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
All those shows.
Grey's Anatomy, come on. Ellen Pompeo. I mean, that doesn't get better.
Yeah.
I love that you are looking towards, you know, a full career and doing and exploring other parts of the industry. Have you ever thought about writing? Have you ever just thought maybe I could write something like a short film and direct it and star in it, make it with Sydney?
Oh yeah, that's a great idea. I have thought about writing. I definitely would need to get into some writing classes, you know, to develop myself. But I do love English class and I like writing essays, so I feel like that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to study in college? Are you going to study acting or are you going to try to diversify a little bit?
I actually want to study film. Film and African American studies, that's what I hope to study.
Wow.
Yes.
That's some really cool stuff.
And I really look up to Regina King because she was a child actress, and she's producing and directing The Harder They Fall, One Night in Miami. All of her projects are just amazing.
She's a full-on powerhouse, and she steals every scene that she's in.
Yeah.
Who are some other people that you look up to in that kind of facet? Because it's interesting. We're living in a time now where actors are becoming directors and producers, and a lot of female actors are making that transition as well, which is so exciting.
Yes, Zendaya. I look up to Zendaya. I always love her on Disney Channel and into Spider-Man and Malcolm and Marie, which she did herself. I feel like she's super inspiring. Michael B. Jordan, he's also producing, and I mean, the list goes on. Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, everybody.
Everyone.
Yes.
I just love them all. I'm the same way. It's just like we're in such a lucky place to be able to create and live in this kind of fantasy world of being an artist. And you can't help but look up to everybody.
Right.
Well, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Anything that you have coming up that you want to talk about?
I'd like to say go see King Richard in theaters on November 19th, and it is also streaming on HBO Max next Friday.
And how can people follow you on social media?
You can follow me at Danielle Denise Lawson on Instagram, and I also have Facebook, Danielle Lawson, and Twitter, Danielle_Lawson.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I cannot wait to see King Richard, and I can't wait to see what you do next. I know that you'll have a large and wonderful career, so I'm so excited for you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you again to Danielle for coming on the show and spending some time with me. And tune in next week. I have Charlie Bushnell on the show from Diary of a Future President, which is now on Disney Plus. And make sure to go see King Richard in theaters. Movie's out now. I'm excited. I'm going to go see it. Until next week, make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it right now. Check out our social media. Those links are in the show notes. And have a beautiful day, beautiful week. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.